Good evening, folks. Here's another edition of The Edge of Darkness, Jeffrey Bennett's show. The Edge of Darkness being brought to you here. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose, and you are listening to the live broadcast here of Real News, Real Talk, Real People on Republic Broadcasting Network at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Today's date is February 27th, 2023, and we are coming to you from the Great Northwest. Now, folks, last week, last Friday, you heard a lot of, some people call it passion, others will call it angry, but it is righteous anger. There is a lot going on in the world right now, and people are still not waking up, not as fast as you might think they should be. There is so much going on around us right now. Things are so fluid. Things are happening so quickly. And there's people out there that they prefer male talk show hosts. Some people prefer and like to listen to female talk show hosts. Some people like it when there's two men that are doing a show together, when there's two women doing a show together, or when there's a male and a female. Depending upon what energy is coming across the airways to you at any particular time, please understand that everyone has their own life experiences as well as their own personal feelings and biases, you might call biases, based on their own world experiences of what we out here in Radio Land have seen, heard, and or experienced for ourselves. The majority of us doing radio, I would like to believe, are doing it because we really, really care about trying to get a message out to many of you. Much of what we're sharing with you here on Republic Broadcasting, much of it is information you either already know, already understand. And so for those of you that say, oh, it's the same old, then you can just turn it off. You don't have to listen to it. But every once in a while, I have found myself, when I stay still and I listen and I go into the silence and I hear the messages being put out there, I always glean something new and something different. See, we're not here, folks, to entertain you. And many of you, that may be your only entertainment. You probably, there's a lot of people that are listening to RBN that are pretty much housebound, either through no choice of their own or maybe through their own choice. There's a lot of people that feel that they are safe within the cocoons of their own homes, their own castles, so to speak. And they do not want to go out there into the world necessarily to experience all that's happening out there. Now, for some, that could be good. For other people, that's not so good. We need more people out there that are willing to beat the pavement, that are willing to go to the parent-teacher meetings, willing to go to these board school board meetings. You do not have to have children or grandchildren or nephews and nieces in the school system to care about your community and the future generation. Even if you just approach it from a selfish viewpoint, these young people are going to be the ones in charge of the country when you and I are in our so-called golden years that are not always so golden. They will be the leadership. And I myself would prefer that we have a better leadership than we've had the last 40, 50, 60 years. You see, I remember the day when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. You know, when you're in third grade, it doesn't really matter, and you don't really understand, and I didn't even know the word Democrat and Republican at the time. I truly did not understand what was happening, what was going on, and I had never yet learned the word Republican or the word Democrat. Or independent, or communist. Those were words that were not in the vocabulary of an 8-year-old, of a third grader. But I do remember, as if it was yesterday, him being assassinated, his being murdered. And I remember the palpable, grief-stricken nation. I remember my mother used to make me come home from lunch every day. She did not want me to be at school during the lunch break and hanging out with kids afterwards during playtime on the playground. I grew up in one of those very strict households, which was one of those that was more of authoritarian, tyrannical rule than it was of anything else. And I know that when I would go home for lunch, I would eat as quickly as I could and then rush back to school, thinking at least I'd get a few minutes on the playground with my friends. This particular day was like no different day at that time. I went home for lunch, had my lunch, and came back. And that's when my life changed. I walked first into the cafeteria where I figured some of my friends would still be eating. And the cafeteria was literally empty. Mrs. Weeble, we called her Sister Weeble, Iona was one of the mothers who lived across the street from us. She had kids about my age, and she actually worked in the cafeteria serving food to the kids during the lunchtime, and I didn't even find her in there. And I walked out of the cafeteria through the back door into the door that led to the playground, and I didn't see anybody, but I could hear a noise. I could hear crying coming from around behind the building. And I walked around and there were teachers, all different grade levels, crying. And kids were crying. I don't really know if the kids understood what had just happened, but I didn't see a dry eye. We had to go back to our classrooms. And before the day was over, we were all being sent home. And I do recall that day after day, we sat in front of our little tiny square box TV, black and white, that only basically got two or three channels on it. And we watched the ongoing, constant newscast and reporting of what had happened leading up to and following the murder, the assassination of our beloved President John F. Kennedy. Now, it was years later as an adult that I found out that he was from a party that I didn't subscribe to. It was a Democrat party. But as I went back to college, off and on during my military career, taking classes at night, taking classes during the day if I was working the night shift, taking classes in history and politics, I began to find out that John F. Kennedy was one of those what I call the good Democrats. We call them today the John F. Kennedy Democrats. You see, John F. Kennedy saw early in his career that something was terribly wrong in this country. That people like today have fallen asleep at the wheel. That people were so busy trying to keep up with the Joneses that they weren't really paying attention to what was going on in their communities, in their state, and in the world around them. He was beginning to discover the corruption that was taking place. There was the beginning of some great rumblings. There was the situation in Cuba. There was the situation happening in Southeast Asia. He began to discover that the FBI and the CIA were infiltrated. He began to realize just how corrupt the CIA really was. He began to understand that maybe in the beginning he'd been very naive, and that the globalist had an agenda for the next 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And that he was not going to go along with that agenda. He knew that the centralization, what was happening with our banks, what was happening with our monetary system, he realized the American people had been lied to and tricked into what was called income tax, when only corporations can earn income. He began to realize that they had been turned into slaves, that their labor was being taxed. And he knew that something had to change. And one of the first things he needed to do was make sure that we were on the gold standard. He could see into the future the tyranny, the dictatorship that was taking place in this country. And he knew that what he needed to do as president was try to make some very positive changes. But see, they couldn't have that. He knew some things that were going on with exopolitics. And he was going to step forward and share what President Eisenhower had already known and what he himself had been made aware of. But you see, the New World Order, the deep state of the 1950s and 60s, the globalization, the world control and tyranny of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers going back hundreds and hundreds of years, they could not allow that to happen. The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers had to make sure he was taken out and make sure that the fingers did not point at them. You see, they have other people do their dirty work for them. They don't want the blood on their hands or any hint that they are the ones that are the puppet masters controlling the social economic strings of the world. And today's American people are sitting here looking at what is happening in Ukraine, and they're all there cheering Biden on while he is sending millions and trillions of dollars to Ukraine. After he left, American lives behind in Afghanistan to perish. After he left millions and millions of dollars in equipment there to the Al-Qaeda and to the others who were conspiring to take down America, and he helped outfit them. We have so many people in this country in levels below the poverty level, and Biden does not care, because as he and Bill Gates believe, we're the useless eaters and feeders, and those below the poverty line, they're expendable. Instead of spending money trying to protect our borders, he wants our borders to be porous. He wants people to be pouring over the borders that are the enemy, disguised as refugees. Most of them are escaping out of their countries, not because they're just afraid of the drug cartels. It's because they want to make more money on this side. They've been promised they'll have a better life and they'll get all these freebies. But it's not freebies, because you and I are paying for it by being taxed for our labor. We are taxed, our income, our state, by the feds. We're taxed on our gas. We're taxed in many states on the food. There's sales tax on the items you purchase, whether it's from a pair of socks all the way to a car in some states. Every time we turn around, we're being taxed. We're being taxed even into the grave. But you see, the Bidens of the world, they don't care, because they are being promised by the globalist that if you help bring America to its knees, if you bring it to its knees, we'll make sure you have a place at the table, just like the elitist in Hunger Games. Those people that suppressed the populations, controlled the populations, dictated who lived and who died, they were promised the meat and the milk and the potatoes and the fancy desserts and the beautiful, colorful clothes. But see, what these elitists like Gates and Biden and others don't know, don't seem to understand, that once they've outlived their usefulness as useful idiots, they also can be and probably will be expendable. No, folks, they want America brought to her knees, and we are almost there. Biden is trying to create a world war situation, a third world war, because they know that eventually people are going to uprise and stand up against it. And then the globalists and the World Health Organization can say, well, you know, we're going to create another pandemic here. Oh, by the way, did you know, folks, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that they're already have created another basis, another vector for another pandemic? They're already releasing other things a little bit at a time in the southern states and on the East Coast, in places like Africa and South America. You see, they didn't kill enough of us off in 2020 and 2021-22. They've sterilized a lot of young people to reduce the population. They've killed most of the people that are the baby boomers or older that were starting to collect their Social Security and starting to collect their pensions from the big corporations that they'd worked for. You see, the corporations don't want to pay out those pensions. Because you see, if you die, in many cases, these corporations will not give that money to your spouse or your family members. It gets to be assimilated back into the corporation. Did you know that? Dow Chemical is one of those companies. IBM is another one. Those that are putting out only 401ks, they were pushing the 401k for a long time, and people bought it hook, line, and sinker. And 401ks are nothing more than gambling. It's just like playing the stock market. That's why Jeffrey Bennett here on the Edge of Darkness, he's with you Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. That's why he's been selling precious metals for years. It has been his livelihood. It's been his income. And it has also helped to finance to keeping RBN on the network, along with many of you generous donations, many of you others who have been sponsoring RBN. You see, the globalist plan is to crash our economy, bring us to a digital, which they will be the only sole controllers of that. They will be just like China. Many of you have already heard by now that China has one of the greatest surveillance systems in the world. They know who you're spending time with. They know where you're going. They know where you've been. They track you with your phone. They have control over your money. And if they don't like something you're saying or a conversation you're having with someone, they can just come to your apartment in the dead of night and you and your entire family is taken away. You see, they won't just take you away. They're going to take your family away too. That way there's no one left behind to say, well, you know, they knocked on our door at 2 a.m. and took our son away. They take everybody because they put them in forms of concentration camps for slave labor, free cheap labor, just like they did, the British monarchy did with the blacks around the world in all the territories that they, even to this day, still have control over. Just like they did during the Civil War. Up to leading to the Civil War, many of the people that were owning slaves in the Americas, in the southern states of the U.S., many of them believed that they should stay under British control, under the crown. And it was England that financed the Civil War for the South. It was in their best interest to keep slavery fully intact. You see, England has never been willing to let go of us. England is still in control of us. England and their globalists, the handlers in England that handled George Soros, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, they all had been wearing down America ever since before 1776. The war in 1812, coming back during the Civil War, financing the Confederacy against the North. And to this day, from 1871, setting up their corporations throughout the U.S. and having the corporations control the heartbeat of the United States ever since 1871. Do you think the Queen of England, before she died, do you think she was about to let go of us? Oh, no. And her sons, you know, they want to call him King. I don't call him King Charles at all. I truly believe to this day that he knows more about the death of Diana than he's willing to admit. I bet he and his cronies had a lot to do with her death. She was still alive in the car. She could have been saved. But they couldn't have that, especially if the rumor was true that she was pregnant with Doty's child. They could not have the mother, the future King of England, married to a Muslim or bearing the half-brother or sister to the future King of England. The racism and prejudice in England is profound. My daughter is married to a guy from England, and his sister is married to a black man. And I truly believe that no matter what anybody says, there is systemic racism in England, just like there has been here in the United States of America. But it's not just white people that have been prejudiced against people of color or people who are Asian or Latino. We have people that are black and Latino and Asian that have found their own prejudices and racisms against white Caucasian people. We have the Nazis in the Ukraine that nobody wants to talk about. We have Biden helping to finance the Ukraine because he doesn't want us to really find out what he was doing over there. All the laboratories that were creating various different bioweapons. The cloning of humans and others going on around the world. So let's make Putin the bad guy. I agree that Putin has a lot to answer for. He used to be KGB. As far as I'm concerned, he still is. But the one thing I have to support, and I understand why Putin did not want NATO to be on his borders. And the Ukraine promised that they would never, ever allow that to happen. The Ukraine said, if you do this, we will do that. Russia said, okay, if you do this, then we will do that. And both of them in one way or another broke their promises to each other and to the world. And now we have people wanting to create war between the U.S. and Russia. We have people wanting to push China and Russia towards each other. Biden has been a puppet of the globalists from day one. People like Hillary Clinton and Obama, Barack Obama, are in the shadows, and they are the ones pulling the strings of Biden. all around the world, he is a joke to the world. He can't get a sentence straight. He can't remember the difference between his wife and his sister. He confuses the geography of where countries are. Hell, he confuses even what country he's in at the moment when he steps off of his airplane. We have become the laughingstock of the world, and it's our fault. Because too many people out there were more concerned about voting the party line, and Republicans, you're just as guilty for this as the Democrats are. They're more concerned about voting for the party line and putting an R in office or a D in office than they are about choosing the right person for the job. This great experiment of America, the one thing that's failing is that there's only a two-party system. And neither party likes each other. But they both agree, let's keep it just a two-party system. That way, at least you'll have a chance to get in once in a while, and at least I'll have a chance to get in once in a while. But it is disturbing the American people. Because you have libertarians out there, and you have independents out there that are fully capable of leading. We have right now someone who's sitting in the governor's house who is illegally sitting as governor in Oregon. She violated the Oregon Constitution, Article 2, Section 22. And because we have so many corrupt judges who've been bought and paid for or honeypotted or threatened, that they are allowing the fraud and the corruption to go on. And it's not just Oregon, folks. She is the illegitimate governor, just as Kate Brown was before her. And many of the people sitting in Salem in the legislature and the Senate are illegitimate. They have all violated the state constitution when they were running as candidates. Many of them, most of them. With very few exceptions. But because people are shrugging their shoulders and saying, what can we do about it, while not really trying to do anything about it? Why take these cases to court if we don't clean up the judicial system first, the court system first? If the courts are not cleaned up, you can't expect to ever get justice. You can't ever expect the laws of the land to be upheld. When you have crooked judges in the state of California or the state of Oregon, federal judges in the state of California, Oregon, and throughout the United States, when you have judges that are more willing to subscribe to their own party and party line than to follow their oath of office to do the right thing for the right reasons. That is why America is falling. We have fallen asleep at the wheel. We allowed, over a space of three generations, the Marxist agenda to go after our teachers that were learning to be teachers in the colleges and the universities. We allowed them to become indoctrinated, brainwashed, with fuzzy-wuzzy words. And feel good expressions and sentences. But when push came to, and you really look at what happened, these teachers now teaching in our elementary school and high school and college, they have been so dumbed down. They don't even know their own American history. If you told them Karl Marx, they would say, oh, wasn't he maybe that Russian guy or something? They don't even understand what he was all about and what his world agenda was all about. He knew that they didn't have to come into America and invade with guns and cannons. No, they wouldn't even have to invade with crossbows and bows and arrows. All they had to do was go after our young people. The dumbing down of America. And you start with going after the teachers. You try to force all kids into public schools. You make education compulsory, knowing that the only children to go to private school are children that have family that comes from money. The few really smart families out there that homeschool, that are willing to forgo the second or third income in order to get their kids a really good, well-rounded education. Nowadays, our young people, instead of learning the academics of reading, writing, arithmetic, science, having extracurricular projects like music or art shop or welding or woodworking or drama, now they're being taught by drag queens. They're read to during story hour by drag queens. They're being taught in the public schools how to protest by being willing to have the teacher say, look at, you know, we want to teach you how to be activists. We want you to learn how to protest. So we're going to let you quit school and go to your city hall and protest with signs, because you have to learn how to be a voice. You have to learn how to be activism. No. Kindergarten through 12th grade do not need to do that. If 12th graders want to be activists before they graduate high school, they can do it on weekends. They can go and do protest marches after school. Oh, but that might interfere with the high school's football agenda. Them possibly winning the game on Friday night. Folks, we're losing America because we've lost God in the classroom. Children no longer in many classrooms across this nation are taught the Pledge of Allegiance. Some places they are. And God is still left. And the word republic is still left in the Pledge of Allegiance. But other places they don't. Children in many schools across the nation and public federally funded schools, federally funded by the federal government, have never even learned what is the golden rule. You know, that one that's do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When you see a young man of color physically attacking his white Caucasian teacher and beating the teacher to a pulp. When you see a white teacher, Caucasian teacher, making racist remarks against her colored students, her Latino students. When you see Caucasian professors at UC Davis attacking people who are half Caucasian, half Japanese and Latino for Trump, he physically attacks them, tries to damage their camera on the campus, and UC Davis, California does nothing about it. The administrations of so many colleges and universities want to play along to get along, or because they're getting big money from big donors who happen to be the globalists that are wanting to run the world and run you and I and decide who of us lives and who of us dies from the inoculations. They decide who is the useless eaters and feeders. What is wrong with the American people of today? Have we become so pussy-whipped, so yellow-livered, that we can't stand up and fight for our country? Where are the men and women that love this country, care enough about this country to fight for America, to stand up and say, we're not going to take this crap anymore? How many people do you think in your neighborhood? How many people do you think in your neighborhood would be willing to come together as a neighborhood and fight and take a stand against those people that would try to attack your community or attack your home How many of you believe that you can count on your neighbors? How many of you believe that you can count on your family? How many families have turned against others because some people took the inoculations and other people did not? And parents would tell their children, I don't want to ever see you again if you don't take the inoculation. We're not going to be willing to have you come to Christmas or Thanksgiving. And children have told their family members. Two of my nephews and their spouses told my sister-in-law, you can't come to see us during the holidays until you take the shots. One of the sister-in-laws said she would never take the shot. She was helping put together rallies against the inoculations because the inoculations were killing the doctors and the nurses in her community in the Sierra foothills of California. So she was helping her cousins put together rallies. And there was a newspaper that was being created by doctors and nurses that had discovered the truth of what was killing people in their community. But she herself took one of our family members down to get one of the inoculations, and he was dead a few months later. Family members blackmailing each other, bribing each other. People willing to go out there and take the shot because they think, I want to be the first one to take the experimental shot. Are you stupid or what? People saying, oh, I'll get a free drink, you know, a free shot glass, a free drink in New York if I go get a shot, you know, a shot for a shot. Real funny. People are told they can put their money into a hat in Oregon as long as they prove that they've had their inoculation. Notice I didn't say vaccination. And that they have a chance of winning $10,000 to $1 million. And there's going to be 10 pots out there. 10 pots of money. Free Nike shoes are being given away to those people that have taken the inoculation. People are going into lottery systems. Free ice cream cones. Free hamburgers. If people have to be bribed that much and that badly, and the constant drum roll on TV, doesn't that make you question? Why would you want to put something in your system that was killing less than 30 animals that went through the animal trials and no humans? But now they're going to give it to our babies and children? Now the CDC wants to make it mandatory for our babies before they leave the hospital? Do you know how many babies have died from breastfeeding? Drinking the milk from their mother's breast after the mother took the inoculation and the babies died, they hemorrhaged to death? Why are you people not asking these hard questions? Why aren't you demanding the mainstream media tell the truth? You know why the mainstream media doesn't want to tell the truth? Because they are the ones getting paid the big bucks from the big pharmaceuticals to put those drug ads up on TV that you have to be forced to watch in between watching your movies and your TV shows and your sitcoms. So all of these, ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox News, yes, Fox News, MSNBC, all of them are guilty of looking the other way. They don't care about human life being taken. They're being told this bull crap about how we are overpopulated, which is not true. Some countries, they may have more people than they really should have, but we're not overpopulated here in America, except when you open up the border and Biden lets all of these criminals come in, MS-13 from Nicaragua and San Diego and all these other places. They're not vetting these people. These people are coming over the border with cholera, tuberculosis. Leprosy was diagnosed in Southern California not long ago. What is wrong with the American people? I served my country for 35 years in military boots, as did my husband the same length of time. We fought for freedom here in America. We should not have been overseas policing other countries, telling other countries what governments they should or should not have, and trying to take over other countries. We only go over there to police when we want to steal their resources, like stealing resources out of Africa. The only time they ever looked at Africa is when they wanted to go take their resources. The rest of the time, they were trying to sterilize them or kill them with these inoculations, starting way back with the AIDS that they created in a laboratory, the HIV they created. Don't you realize that 90% of what's coming down at us now has all been artificially created, and now we're hearing it's all been created. Oh, we believe it came out of Wuhan, and it was, you know, released there, not from animal to human, but out of China. No, folks. This came from the military-industrial complex here in the United States. This came from places like Maryland, like maybe Fort Detrick. It came from places like Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with Dr. Ralph Barak and Dr. Charles Lieber out of Harvard University and Dr. Daniel Anderson out of Duke University and the Bill and Gates Foundation, who they were all working with President Barack Obama, actually planning for this pandemic. They had an exercise at Johns Hopkins in 2019 to 2021. And now they're planning for another one, some other, you know, case scenarios. Fortunately, countries like Brazil are putting their foot down and say, we're not going to take this crap anymore. And no, we're not going to sign that thing, putting our sovereignty under the World Health Organization. Is Brazil the only country that has their shit together? Are they the only ones that are willing to stand up? God bless Brazil. With all the challenges and issues and problems they have, are they the only smart ones? What is wrong with our Republicans here in the United States of America? What is wrong with our John F. Kennedy Democrats? You're going to let Marxism and socialism continue to eat away here in America like it's been doing for the last 50 years? I remember when Kennedy was shot and killed. And now that I know as an adult the true story, now that I know that he was a good Democrat, that he cared about this country, yeah, his father was corrupt. There were people in the Kennedy family that were corrupt. But we find that corruption everywhere. We find it in the FBI. We find it in the CIA. We find it in the White House. We find it in Congress. We find it in the Senate. We find it in IBM, we find it in Pacific Power, we find it in Dow Chemical, in Intel. Everywhere you go, you're going to find some corruption. Some people that all they care is our labor and keeping us suppressed. Do you even have any idea of what the meaning of freedom is? Do you guys even care about fighting for your country? How many of you are willing to say no more? Well, here's something that someone said to me the other day, and I think it's very interesting. It is a cartoon of Bill Gates.
Hello, useless eaters. As your unqualified, non-elected global human health overlord, I'd like to take this opportunity to flaunt my position of power and influence over society and share some of my plans for you and your future. When I amassed my fortune in computer software, I demonstrated that I was willing to lie, steal code, cheat my partners, and exercise monopolistic control to destroy my competitors. Now that I've retired, I can rebrand myself as a humanitarian. With my for-profit foundation masquerading as a charity, I can advocate for population reduction and sponsor mass human experiments with unproven vaccines in vulnerable populations. Like my father, a powerful banker, eugenicist, and Rockefeller crony himself, it's always been my ambition to decide who lives and, more importantly, how many have to die. Whether it's under the guise of climate change or world health, it's really all about controlling and culling the human herd for fun and profit. In November of last year, I hosted Event 201, a war game simulation of a global pandemic. Leaders from private corporations, global banks, governments, and the media got together to strategize ways they could align in lockstep when responding to a worldwide health crisis. Using a coordinated campaign of fear-mongering, intimidation, social shaming, and economic blackmail, we realized that we could get around dangerous philosophies like individual liberty and national sovereignty. With an obedient population, we would be free to implement our own top-down solutions, like forced quarantines, social distancing, contact tracing, and mandatory testing as a means to seize technocratic control of society. Now imagine my excitement when we had the opportunity to declare our own global pandemic. It was my chance to look like the Nostradamus of public health and to position myself and business partners like Dr. Fauci as the de facto authorities on response and solutions. Through exaggerated doomsday scenarios and computer simulations, our petty control freaks instituted harsh rules and draconian lockdowns.
Okay, so folks, that was part one. This is part two.
And to position myself and business partners like Dr. Fauci as the de facto authorities on response and solutions. Through exaggerated doomsday scenarios and computer simulations, our petty control freaks instituted harsh rules and draconian lockdowns. Even after our dire predictions proved false, scared and well-meaning people continued to submit to the arbitrary and foolish demands of their so-called leaders. Having achieved global lockdown and medical martial law, we will continue to hold hostage your ability to congregate, work, travel, or do just about anything until we're prepared to roll out our bigger plan. I like to call this Pandemic One, because believe me, we have others in the works. Our final solution is to have you begging for us to vaccinate, tag, and digitally track each one of you like livestock. Not only will my foundation enjoy legal immunity and trillions in profits, but these mandatory experimental vaccines will move us so much further down the road to absolute centralized global control. If only my good friend Jeffrey Epstein had been here to celebrate with me aboard the Lolita Express. So remember, global citizens, this will end when I say it ends. Could be a year, maybe 2 years, maybe never. I guarantee that if we have our way, it will be at least until you're not able to do anything to stop it. Just surrender your personal freedom and common sense to our fear merchants in government and the media, because none of this works unless you all go along with it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to do some augmented reality spirit cooking with Marina Abramovich. Bye now.
Spirit cooking. That's another whole topic and story, folks. We also have here, and I want to be able to announce the fact that Jack Brown, who is the chairman of the Oregon Constitution Party, passed away just about a week and a half or so ago. And so the Constitution Party of Oregon right now is kind of going through some major changes right now. A lot of things are happening. So, but anyway, for those of you that have been sending out your condolences to those of us who have been supporting Jack Brown, he has been the chair of the Oregon Constitution Party for 18 years. Thank you so much for your well wishes. We'll pass it on to the family, to his son and daughter and family members. And we are very grateful to those of you that have been sending forth your prayers. Now, folks, again, what I want you to understand is here, I'm not sitting here trying to give any one of you a tongue lashing. I'm asking you all, please, to search your heart and soul and see if you've really done enough to try to save this country. To, you know, out there protesting and waving signs, you know, that's great for its time and place. But the time of waving signs is over. The time to actually get aggressively and assertively involved at a local level with your school districts and your county commissioners. If you can take time off work, excuse me, to go to a county commissioner's meeting in the mornings, if that's the only time they hold them, or if you can ask them please to make sure they put it on video so you can look at it later on in the evening when you come home. Unfortunately, many county commissioners don't want to do that because they don't want you to know what they're doing at their county level. Parents need to not be lazy. They need to be able to go and they need to be able to speak out and not be afraid to speak up or speak out about what is going on. Not feel like they're being threatened by the FBI coming down on them and calling these parents domestic terrorists. And that's it. As long as they keep controlling us with fear, and manipulation of fear, they're going to continue winning. They have studied for a long time the human psyche, and they understand people's emotions, and they're going to try to control us through our emotions. What is coming down the pike is going to be ugly. We're going to have some much rougher days ahead. We're going to see more people dying around us, and we're going to see the globalists and the medical establishment trying to say that it's because of climate change, or that it was just their time to go, or they don't know what's wrong with the person. We know, though, it's the vaccinated that are dying by the droves. It's the vaccinated that all of a sudden are coming down with autoimmune diseases. Because these boosters do not boost your immune system. They attack your immune system. And this is the education you need to give to your family members and friends. You need to go search, research, find the evidence, the statistics, and force, give that to your family. Mail it to them in the mail. Don't be confrontational. Just mail it to them. They'll be curious. They'll want to read it. And then when they notice their friends and family members dying and dropping around them, two and three at a time, like happened to my family, we lost five in less than 5 months, then they might ask the hard questions. This thing, Bill Gates, this cartoon, it was sent to me in Telegram. I'm going to have to find out where it came from, and then I'll be able to let Mike know. In the meantime, we have Francis in North Carolina that's calling into the show. Hello, Francis.
Hey, young lady. One, hats off to you because, quite frankly, you were blowing it out the water.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, you were nailing every situation as it is, as in blowing it out the water, basically blowing the lid off the pot. In a matter of speaking.
I don't sound too crazy.
No, not crazy enough, my dear. You think that you're giving people too much of a tongue lashing? I don't think you're giving enough. I think people need a lot more harsher commentary, and I think you're being polite about it. Because this day and time, people are so self-absorbed, almost basically narcissistic, that they couldn't give a rat's testicle about their next-door neighbor or family member. You know? And so, quite frankly, the aspect that you're actually hitting the nail on the head in each situation, there's a lot of people who are under the auspice of peer pressure. Now, a lot of people might remember what that is, what the definition of that is, and a lot of people find themselves subjected to that and subservient to it until they finally find out where their position is in life, and they do not come in with this thing, well, what can I do about it? It's the way it goes. No, it's not. It's not a matter of, oh, well, too bad, so sad. No, you are here for a reason. And if you don't get it together, then you reap your own karma. You're here for a purpose, to deal with life and to help your fellow human beings, not to mention your family first, to start with in yourself. So enough of the pity party, enough of the pussyfooting around, enough's enough. You've been slapped in the face once. You're going to allow to be slapped in the face a second time. That's your own choice. But I am not going to put up with it. And I haven't since day one.
Well, you know, Francis, I was at a meeting the other day in my community. They have a meeting once a month. And I had been begging one of the persons that's head of one of the committees for 2 years to have him not take any of these inoculations. He's a veteran. Many of these veterans are so used to rolling up their sleeves and taking shots and not even asking the military what they're being given. So here's this man who's in his 60s, at least, maybe early 70s, and he and his wife both went ahead and they took the inoculations. The other day, I'm sitting there talking to her, and she said, you know, we're not going to take any more. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, we took one shot in the booster. She said, but then our 27-year-old daughter, now hear what I said, the 27-year-old daughter who runs a daycare center took the inoculation, and now she has heart damage. Ouch. What does it take for these people to grow up? We have people like Ernesto Romero Sr. in Texas, an Army veteran that took the Moderna. His son took the Pfizer, 16-year-old, was dead 5 days later with a heart two times its normal size. This is what MSNBC and the other news medias that are being paid by the ads from the big pharmaceuticals to advertise their medications on TV You know, you and I remember the days when the Marlboro Man was up there and the parents got together and they fought in this country to take down the cigarette ads off of TV that was advertising how sexy it was to smoke a cigarette with the Marlboro Man. Why can't those same parents and grandparents come together and have all these drug ads removed off of our TVs?
Because they have fallen for the mind control and mental conditioning that's currently being done. That's why. They have allowed themselves to forget what they've been through in the past, and they are just they're repeating what damage was being done then, now, but on a massive scale. That's why. They have forgotten. Pure and simple. And the sophistication of the mind control now is absolutely unspeakable. And they got to snap out of their stupor. Basically, they need a Cher slapping Nicolas Cage on the face, as she did in Moonstruck, the film, and say, snap out of it. Period. Well, I mean, if you have to call it tough love, then so be it. But guess what? I look at it this way. My husband nearly croaked back in early 2020, not because of the corona fiasco, but because he's diabetic. And I was there for weeks, days and weeks and a month at going back and forth to see him 8 hours a day and was by his bedside while he was unconscious.
And what that happened to him? What happened to him, Francis?
Well, in short, he came home with the flu that he got over, gave it to me in quick, ended up with bronchitis, which he didn't warn me about. And then he ended up having ketoacidosis set in that got spurred on by the bronchitis. Well, the ketoacidosis shot his blood sugar up and had to be taken to the emergency room, and it shot up to over 900.
Wow.
So they had to sedate him. He was in ICU, CCU, and unconscious on a breathing.
Well, Francis, the thing is, what's wrong with our medical establishments now is our doctors and nurses have become so numb, so desensitized to the death, that they've reached the point now where they're just there to get a paycheck. They're there to get promoted. They don't seem to care about life and death any longer. This saying of do no harm, they have forgotten. These doctors have forgotten their oath to do no harm, and they're playing along to get along with the hospital administration. And we have lost the medical ethics that we used to have in this country.
Bingo.
Thank you, Frances, for calling in. Frances from North Carolina, she is calling in because she says she agrees that this country is becoming too apathetic, too lazy, too dumbed down, too materialistic, and people are not fighting for their country and for the freedoms they say that they want. These are your natural, God-given, or if you don't believe in God, your natural-born rights, your freedom, and we are losing it because of inaction in this country. Francis, thank you for calling in. Folks, this is Maggie Rose. I will be back on Friday with guest Chris Brumbles from the Oregon Firearms Federation. Again, Chris Brumbles will be joining us here on the Edge of Darkness, Jeffrey Bennett's Edge of Darkness. Jeffrey will be back with you tomorrow, Tuesday, here on the Edge of Darkness at RBN. God bless you all, and have a good night.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.